Hello, hello, and welcome to this episode of the Fulfilled Mama Podcast. I have a very exciting episode coming forward for you now. Last week, we talked about how taking little tiny baby steps is what's going to drive you forward to big things. And I mentioned at the end of that episode that we need to do this every day because things are never going to be all done. The to-do list will never be complete. There will always be new things added to it. Your kids will always need to eat. Your house will always need to be picked up. And you will always have emails to send in your business. It will never be done. So how can you handle that stress? I will share that with you today. If you have not jumped on before, my name is Rachel, and I am a coach for moms who want time freedom. If you want to grow your business without sacrificing time for your families, this is the place to be because I give you all the tips, tricks, and hacks to help you accomplish that. So if you are hopping on with us in real time, we are in week 7, I believe it is, of the quarantine. I'm hoping that there's an end in sight maybe next week. And that means that we are home. We are working from home. We are homeschooling our kids. Our houses are bigger messes than ever. We are cooking more than ever. And there's just a lot going on, but we also have more time in the day to do it. And I don't know about you, but I feel like the to-do list is never ending. But in all honesty, my to-do list seems like it's never ending anyway. And one of the big things that I can relate to this is grocery shopping. I hate grocery shopping. Let me step back a second. I'm one of those human beings that lays in bed at night and thinks how amazing it is that I got everything on my to-do list done today. I also lay in bed some nights and think how awful it is that I didn't accomplish anything that I wanted that day. Right? Our to-do list, at least for me, kind of drive what used to drive my happiness and how I felt about myself and how I felt about my day. And then I realized one day that I was adding 95,000 things to my to-do list, and that was only causing me trouble because every night I was laying in bed feeling awful and then I didn't accomplish anything. So I was frankly trying to do way too much. So I started limiting down to 3 major tasks a day. And when I say major, I don't mean like rehaul my whole website and, you know, create a course. It's breaking those things down into 3 things that I can do. Plus, you've got all the everyday things that you're trying to do, right? Like picking up your house, keeping track of your kids, you know, the things that you do daily for your business and those types of things. And so we keep ourselves busy with those things. And I remember posting a while back on my Facebook page about how, like, it's so good. You go to bed every night and you feel like on top of the world and organized, and you wake up and by 8 o'clock the next morning, your whole world has fallen apart. Your to-do list is longer than you can handle. Some new things have risen maybe with your kids for school. You realize that you forgot to do this the other day or whatever it might be. Like, it's a constant ongoing thing. And for a person that always thrives on feeling good when things are done, I was never feeling good because I was always waiting for everything to be done, for every decision to have been made, to feel good about this, to feel good about that. I had to have everything done, and I was never, ever, ever there. And that's an exhausting, overwhelming feeling, is to constantly be feeling like it's never done, that you can't ever get where you want to be. Because no matter how many clients you sign, you always want more. No matter how clean your house is, it can always be a little bit cleaner. And inevitably, every time you go to the grocery store, you get in the car and you realize you forgot something. Or your kids say, well, I wish that you would have gotten grapes, right? So it's never done. So the thing is that you really need to find that satisfaction in the in what you did get done. And you have to accept and know that it's not ever all going to be finished. It's not ever all going to be perfect. It's not ever all going to be 100% the way you want it to be. Many of us look around at those moms on social media, celebrities, or different Netflix series that we're watching. I started watching one, and now, of course, the name is escaping me. But it's about these women in Monterey, Big Little Lies, I think it's called. And these women in Monterey, and from the outside, they all look like they're living this like perfect life. They've got money and the big house, and they live on the ocean, and they've got the husband and the kids, and everything's all perfect. But what we find out about them as we're digging deeper into the episodes is that things are not what they appear on the outside. So it's really important to remember, when you look around at that woman with the perfect business, she fought her way hard to get there. And I'm guessing that on the inside, if you look inside the business or inside her life, things are not running as smoothly as she makes it look on the outside. That's not bad. Doesn't mean she's doing anything wrong or she's hiding things or being inauthentic. It's just that we don't always see the difficulties and the struggles and things that the people that we admire are going through. You might take yourself, for instance, and think, gosh, my life is awful. You know, I fight with my husband all the time and my kids don't listen. And my 3-year-old had a temper tantrum in the grocery store last week. And my business isn't what I want it to be. And my house is a disaster. If anybody had any idea what that closet in my office looked like, they would just think I was the biggest slob in the world. But on the outside, to everybody else, you look like you got it all together, that your house is clean, that you and your hubby live in perfect harmony every day, just with all the hugs and kisses and never go to bed angry. We all have those things going on behind closed doors. And that's okay. That's life. Nobody's life is perfect. And if you think that other woman's life is perfect, you are mistaken. I 100% guarantee it. Maybe we have that 5 minutes of perfection, but during, as soon as that's over with, our kid has spilled milk all over the kitchen, or we realize that there is a mouse infestation in our basement, or whatever it might be. There's always going to be something that comes along that breaks up the perfection, right? And I'm not saying this as kind of a, you need to sit around and wait for the other shoe to drop. Do not spend your life doing that, but be accepting of it. Know that that's the way that things are going to be. Okay. When I look at my girls with their gymnastics, it's the same thing. They get a new skill, everything's rocking along, and all of a sudden one day that skill doesn't work the way it did the day before, or the week before, or the month before. They have to realize that things are going to come, things are going to go, things are going to get hard, they're going to be easier, but you have to know that you can work your way through it. So when I talk with my girls about those skills that seem to get lost somewhere in midair overnight, we talk about this happens, what changed, what can you do to get back to where you were, and you will find it again. So that's my advice to you today, is when you feel like nothing's ever the way you want it to be, that nothing's ever perfect, that you just wish that everything would just stay the same and stay exactly how you want it to be, that's where the struggle lies. You're going to be constantly in a state of wishing things were different because you want them different. You want them perfect. You want them in this like unattainable reality that doesn't really exist. So what can you do to look at your present situation and find the happiness, find the joy, joy in the journey? I was always one of those people that wanted to get to the end point. When I was creating a course, I just wanted the course done. We went for a hike up in the Black Hills up to Harney Pink and at Peak. And I remember like racing to the top. I just wanted to get to the top. I wanted the finish line to happen. And I forgot to enjoy the journey along the way with my kids. It was a race. I beat everybody. I got to the top first, but then it was like, what did we see along the way? What was the message? What was the beauty along the way? When I created my very first course many years ago, it was a flop. No one bought it. And that's a really common story that most people don't tell you about their first course, that people don't buy it. But I was such in a rush to get it done and launch it that I didn't enjoy the journey. And when I was done, I was so discouraged and upset that I actually quit creating courses instead of looking at the journey and looking at what I did and how I can do it differently. So this was a little bit of a mishmash of all the different circumstances in life that could go wrong and why it's okay that they go wrong. But what I want you to take away from this episode, number one, is it's okay for things to be imperfect. In fact, that is the normal way of life. Things are a 50-50. I follow a life coach named Brooke Castillo, and she talks about life is 50-50. Okay, there's 50% good and 50% bad. If everything was all, quote, good all the time, we would never enjoy it because we would want it to be better. Think about where your life was 5 years ago versus now. Things are maybe a lot better. Probably they are a lot better right now than they were. But you still think that you want more. You want more clients. You want a cleaner house. You want it to be sunnier outside. But when I look back to January's weather compared to today's weather, this weather's pretty amazing. And I need to be grateful that it's amazing. Instead of dwelling on the fact that it's not quite as hot as I want it to be, and then it's probably going to rain tomorrow and be windy. So trying to find some happiness and satisfaction in your current circumstances, because I can promise you that the more that you keep looking for better and the more you keep looking for perfection and more this and more that, you're going to be in this constant state of unhappiness and this constant state of never being satisfied. And that is where the misery comes. That's where the depression comes. And that's where feeling like things are never good enough. Your marriage isn't good enough. Your kids are never happy enough. They're never good enough in terms of their behavior. They don't behave good enough. Their grades aren't good enough. Nothing's ever enough. If you're struggling with that not enoughness, that's where it's coming from. So take a look at your circumstances now and have thoughts about them that are enough thoughts. That things are going the way that they're supposed to be, that you're on a journey to creating more clients, that your kids are doing amazing where they're at. My husband commented that, you know, the kids are, some of them might seem a little blah, or that one of them's having more drama issues than usual. And I'm like, man, look at our circumstances. We have been stuck in our house. We did take an outing yesterday, but we've been stuck in our house. We should be blah. We should be a little more dramatic. We should be changing things up a little bit because we're sick of the circumstance we're in. We're not getting that outside stimulation of a different environment, of different people, of different things. And so accepting where you're at, not saying that, okay, I'm accepting that I only have one client and I really want to have 20. You don't need to be okay with that, but you can accept that you have one and that you're in the progress of creating more. You're accepting that your online course is not quite done. You're accepting that your kids have temper tantrums when you take them to the grocery store, assuming that ever gets to happen again, right? Accept where you're at. And instead of saying that it's bad or wrong, or you're not happy or satisfied, ask yourself how you can make that better. Okay. What can you do differently? I tell my girls with gymnastics, if you're not getting that skill that you want, instead of crying about it and complaining and thinking you're not good enough and you don't know what you're doing, what can you do to take that next step? Okay, in gymnastics, we talk about videoing ourselves. Not ourselves, I don't do the gymnastics, but take a video of yourself to my daughter. Look at how you're doing it now versus how you were doing it last week when you were doing that skill. And what are you changing? It doesn't just magically disappear. There's a reason. Figure out what that reason is and move forward. If you created a course and nobody bought it, instead of going, well, that sucked, I guess I'm not destined to be a course creator. Nobody's going to buy anything from me. Nobody wants to be my client, blah, 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 right? Take a look at it. Take a look at what you did and figure out how you would do it differently. And maybe that's when you hire a coach to help you out with it. Maybe that's when you make that list of things that you did and what you tweak a little bit, do a little more research, take a course on creating courses or selling courses, whatever it might be. Take those steps in order to improve it instead of sitting in that stagnant state of things aren't the way that I want them to be. They're not perfect. I don't want it to be the way that it is. Because life was not made to be perfect. Life was not made to be good all of the time. We were not put on this earth to live a perfect creative life. We were put on this earth to deal with struggle. We were put on this earth to deal with the difficulties that come our way. We were put on this earth to make things better, not have them be better all the time. And if you honestly think about it, if you woke up every day and every day was perfect and wonderful and nice, is that the life that you want? Because aren't things then just too easy? Doesn't that get old and boring after a while? Do you remember that movie, The Truman Show, I think it was called, with Jim Carrey? And he, he was a TV show, reality TV show guy, but he didn't know it. And everything was perfect. The neighbors all waved at him. They all loved him. And what did he do? He wanted to find out what the heck was going on. He was not satisfied with that perfection. He drove himself crazy trying to figure out what was going on behind this. We do not love perfection as much as we think we want it. As soon as we obtain get to that perfect point in our life, we want more. We want something different. So roll with it. Find the joy in it. Find the excitement in doing hard things and overcoming them and creating the life that you want. Because as soon as you get the client, as soon as you make the money, as soon as you go to the grocery store with your kids being perfect in one instance, you're going to want something different or something more next time. And that's okay. You just got to accept it and you got to roll with it. Okay? So I hope this was helpful for you today. I would love it if you'd share this with any of your friends that feel like they are struggling with that perfection mentality or they're not feeling like things are ever enough kind of thoughts. And I would also love it if you would leave a comment or a review. I forgot, lost my train of thought there for a second, because again, there's no such thing as perfection, right? Leave a comment or review. And thirdly, I would love it if you would join us over at the Fulfilled Mama Facebook group, where we take this a step further and we talk about these issues and what we can do to create the life that we want. Because while I talk a lot about time management, this need to be perfect all the time sucks a lot of our time and a lot of our mental energy. And so letting go of that need is what is going to free you up to grow your business while you're not losing precious time with your family. So search over on Facebook for Fulfilled Mama and you will find us there. I look forward to getting to know you and I cannot wait to chat with you further on this issue. I hope you have an awesome rest of your day and we will talk next time. Bye-bye.